You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 23.6%. That's how much the median sales price of an existing home has risen over the past year, according to the National Association of Realtors. It's the fastest pace of home price growth since at least 1999. Rising prices are a reflection of how competitive the housing market has become. The inventory of homes for sale remains very low, even though demand from buyers is strong for now. But there's also evidence that buyers may be exiting the market. The number of homes sold in May dropped for the fourth consecutive month, a sign that some Americans may be deciding against purchasing a home because of how expensive they have become. The next number up is 68%. That's roughly the percentage of mortgage loans originated by non-bank lenders last year. That's according to data from Inside Mortgage Finance. It's the highest market share on record, and the non-bank lender market share grew last year by the largest amount since 2014. For a decade now, non-bank lenders have been growing more prominent in the mortgage industry, and over the past year, they took more risks. All mortgage lenders profited from the ultra-low interest rates of the past year, but banks chose to lend only to the safest borrowers and stopped offering riskier products like jumbo loans. Non-bank lenders swooped in to fill that gap, and to capitalize on the good times, many of those lenders, like Rocket and Guild Holdings, took their companies public in the past year. Our last number is $2 trillion. That's the market share that Microsoft is nearing. It would be only the second U.S.-listed company to hit the threshold after the company's competitor, Apple. Microsoft's market cap underscores how strong the company has bounced back from its low point last year. Last March, the company had a market value of only $1.03 trillion. It's also a reflection of Satya Nadella's leadership. Since he was named CEO in 2014, the company's stock has risen 720%. Under his guidance, the company has focused on its cloud software offerings. Cloud computing became especially important during the pandemic, as many workers were forced to work remotely. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, June 23rd. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day!